The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Now I'm joined by Colin Buick from Off the Ball to look back at quite a dramatic weekend in sport.
It sure was, Pat. Good morning.
Now let's talk. Let's get rugby out of the way first of all.
Yes,
I mean,
sir.
It was going to be a big night for Connacht.
Yeah.
With the opening of the facility, and the place looked pristine. It was gorgeous.
Brilliant. They had a little firework display beforehand. There was a real sense of occasion. And the match kind of lived up to it. So Leinster won 34-23 for folks who missed this over the weekend. And we were just chatting during the ad break there. So Connacht gave them a really good game, didn't they? I mean, they were
really
in this. And it was that kind of back-to-back try in the second half that killed Connacht from RG Snyman and Charlie Tector, who burst through that Connacht defence, scored a great try. And then Kieran Frawley scored a try for Leinster. And that's his future place of work for Connacht. So we upset a few future employees, but colleagues, I should say. So it was a great night and Leinster just about deserved it. They're 10 from 10, Leinster, since losing to Munster and Croke Park back in October.
Things are looking good, although not always convincing, shall we say.
Absolutely, yeah. Results
now,
good.
Let's talk about Munster,
yeah.
And that was good.
Just about, yeah. 22-20 on Friday night in Cork. They don't play well on that pitch, Pat, that plastic pitch. And the weather was horrendous. That played a big part. I would say the biggest plus point from this game, besides the result, was Sean Adogbo, brother of Edwin, making his competitive debut, got player of the match. So that's really promising. But the Dragons had a disallowed try as well, and one of Munster's tries was questionable, but they got the job done just.
They got the result anyway.
Yeah.
Ulster,
heartbreaking.
Disappointment.
Oh my God, heartbreaking. They were in Wales, they lost 27-22 to Scarlets. They were 22-20 up deep into injury time here. Ellis Mee got a stupendous individual try. Ulster also had two disallowed tries in this match. They've had a very good season so far. It's been a really interesting URC, I have to say. Sometimes we lament this competition, but it's actually been exciting.
It has. Now let's move on to the National League beginning, and we'll just talk about the results that we kind of expected and any shock defeats.
Yeah, totally. So yeah, so much football and hurling to get the leagues going. Let's talk Saturday night there, some Croke Park. Donegal beat Dublin 120-20 points. And the interesting thing about this is Derbrennan's first league game in charge of Dublin. They're still a bit allergic to the two-pointers, Dublin. They're not really taken to it like the rest of the Division 1 counties. They still score two-pointers, but not as freely as others. Donegal were 8 points up at one stage in this game. So Dublin came back well. There was only 3 points in it. Yesterday, probably the standout result was Mayo going to Galway and winning 318-218. So that's Andy Moran's reign beginning.
So we'll have hope springing eternal in the Galway or the Mayo breast.
Then in the hurling Saturday evening, Tip Galway again, terrible weather. Galway had 9 points and 9 wides by half time. Ended up at double figure wides. But Tip, the All-Ireland champions, probably showed the confidence of the Liam McCarthy holders and got the job done in the end. But that was a good match. And then yesterday, Páirc Uí Chaoimh, good doubleheader. Cork won the football against Cavan and then they beat Waterford very handsomely.
Very
in the hurling
handsomely.
Under Ben O'Connor. Yeah. New era there as well. So plenty of new eras.
Okay, Kilkenny won?
Yeah, Kilkenny won as well against Offaly. That was quite comfortable. 4 points in the end. But Offaly are a decent side, like. So I look out for them this year. So I would say the overall fare in the hurling was it's a slow start. It will be for a while. Winter hurling is tough to watch at times. In the football, great to see it back. Loads of close games. But the buzzer is the killer. They've gone back to the original rule. When the buzzer goes, the match ends immediately rather than being the last play. And I think that's going to prove controversial and annoying, frankly, as the year goes on.
And Kerry look threatening.
And they got the job done right at the end against Roscommon. Look out for this young kid, Kennedy. Mm-hmm. There's a young kid for Mayo McDonagh, Kobe, son of Kieran. He wasn't in the squad for Mayo. Kennedy was for Kerry, got the job done in the end.
All right, moving on to the Premier League. And of course, you and I both pleased with a really good performance from Manchester United yesterday.
It was just so enjoyable, you know, and it was statistically an anomaly. So when Arsenal go 1-0 up this season, they win. 24-24 up until yesterday. They got 1-0 up, as usual. And then they seem to get very nervous. And I don't know, is that United's doing or a bit of self-destruction? Maybe a bit of both in the end.
You know, the prophets of doom are saying this is typical Arsenal at this stage of the year.
Yeah.
They're bottling it.
One of those prophets myself.
I don't know about the bottling, though. How does a team, you know, a squad of, say, 16 players going in on a day bottle it collectively?
Yeah, look.
What happens to the confidence out there?
No, it's just a slight underperformance. Look, they went to Inter during the week and they won in the Champions League. They're still top of the league. They're still 4 points clear at the top of the league. They've been by far the best team in England but it's so far is the end of that sentence. And they have to prove it under Mikel Arteta. Can they go all the way? They should do. This is the year to win it. Mm-hmm. I don't think they're credible contenders because the two closest to them are Manchester City, who were so inconsistent. They beat Wolves 2-0 at the weekend, but they're a bit all over the place. And Aston Villa, I mean, Aston Villa are level on points with Man City. They have a far inferior goal difference. They go to Newcastle yesterday and win 2-0. So Unai Emery's side, you could argue, were probably overperforming. Yeah. City are underperforming, and it leaves Arsenal. But look, the result and performance yesterday for Manchester United, brilliant. Absolutely outstanding under Michael Carrick. Especially because they went 2-1 up. Arsenal got it back to 2-2, Pat. And then you think, well, Arsenal will go on and win this game. Yeah. And Matias Cunha, off the bench for the second game in a row, scores an unbelievable goal from distance, curling around David Raya. I was watching it at home. If I had a heat map where I was on my couch in the living room, I was all over the place. I was covering it everywhere. And it's rare that you get that excited watching sport, especially when you do it for a living.
Now, a couple of postscripts, I suppose, to the Australian Open, which is still continuing.
Yeah.
Djokovic, potentially in trouble.
He could have really very easily repeated what occurred 5.5 years ago at the US Open when he hit the ball behind him and it hit the lineswoman and he got disqualified from the tournament. He hit swiped the ball away in anger against Batek van de Zandschulp over the weekend and just missed the ball girl at the net.
Had he connected,
I think it was game over for him for the Australian Open. Mm. And of course, he's after that elusive 25th slam. What happened instead was Djokovic won the match relatively comfortably and actually got a bye into the quarterfinal because his opponent in the fourth round pulled out injured. So everything's going very swimmingly for Djokovic as we speak. But he is playing today as well. And Daniel Medvedev got eliminated very easily over the weekend. He's a three-time finalist at the Australian Open, most recently 2 years ago. He's gone.
Colin Bouygues from Off the Ball, thank you very much.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.